Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. Shades of blue and lavender are bursting out everywhere. Make reservations to visit the garden at southcoastbotanicgarden.org and pack a picnic or streamline your visit and dine at Dottie's on the weekend. If you approach the entryway to the garden by driving down Crenshaw Boulevard, then you're already aware of the beautiful shades of blue coloring up the landscape. If you come up Crenshaw, then you have to wait until you turn into the driveway. However, the fabulous blue swaths of agapanthus and the lavender of the jacaranda tree is stunning as you drive in. Once in the parking lot, the southern magnolia trees are popping big creamy white blooms that give off a sweet yet lemony scent decorating the line of trees along the top of the parking area. There are many more of the big magnolia trees and the jacarandas throughout the garden, and they are all in bloom. As you head into the garden and turn the corner at the administration offices, see the new growth popping up in the center of the sago palms. The softer green of the tender feather-like fronds in the crown of the plant and the straight-up way it grows makes the new growth very noticeable. And just a note, these plants may be called palms, but they are cycads, a relative to the conifer family. Just past the sago palms is the fuchsia house, one of my favorites, which is really showing some superlative color this season. While the new archway is pretty much grown over and the chair at the inn makes a perfect spot for a picture. Also, see if you can find the golden anniversary fuchsia, a beautiful flower with white sepals over double purple petals. Or the Tom West fuchsia. This plant is interesting even when it's not in bloom because the foliage is variegated, which is not the case for most fuchsias. See the lovely red over purple flowers against the variegated foliage. Hanging near the Tom West is a very similar flower on the Wilma Vandersloot. Interestingly, Tom West is a French variety introduced in 1853, while the Wilma Vandersloot was introduced in 1989 by a Dutch hybridizer. Wandering along the garden path into the pollination garden, if it's late in the day, you might want to stop under the cherimoya tree. This tree is sometimes called custard apple because the fruit is said to be the perfect fruit, having the flavor of apple and the consistency of custard. But it's coming into flower, and you might notice the same lovely custard apple fragrance in the air as you walk by. The flowers of this tree are interesting because they start out the day as a female flower and trend over to being a male flower by evening. And to top it off, they only last a couple of days at best. The pollination garden is changing week by week, but this week's addition of the two canvas shades over the seating areas might be the best addition yet due to the warming of the summer weather. Past the pollination garden is the lower meadow where the mimosa or Persian silk trees are blooming. These trees were brought back from Asia and introduced to Europe in the mid-18th century by an Italian nobleman, then brought to the United States a few years later by a Frenchman. While beautiful and hardy, the species grows fast and has become invasive in the southern states. If you have it in your yard, keep in mind the seed pods are toxic. Moving on to the cactus garden, the desert spoon is blooming. This succulent is a very showy and large rosette of narrow gray-green spiky leaves with towering spikes of bee-laden flowers. Also blooming is the lovely rose cactus, a tree from Brazil that's classified as a cactus, but unlike most cacti, it actually has persistent leaves. Back toward the tropical garden, see the freshly leafed out and blooming Siphostemma jutei, or wild African grape. Walking into the shade of the tropical collection, you can see some very beautiful shell ginger is blooming, and along the back of the rose garden, the white crepe myrtle trees that form the back wall of the garden are beginning to bloom. There are more crepe myrtle trees blooming along the border of Tram Road and the rare fruit orchard, where there's a riot of pink, lavender, and white flowering trees. Also to be seen just now in the rare fruit orchard is a bevy of fruits. The crabapple espalier is loaded with fruit, as is the kiwi vine. The passion fruit vine is loaded with flowers and fruit, and the macadamia tree has nuts. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Check back with us to get current updates.